This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette joining us here. We'll be back to Rogers and all of that in a second. Noah out in Bradenton, Florida. You seen Aaron Rodgers walking around on the beach anywhere, Noah?
I have not. I'll keep an eye out, though. I'm by a beach right now. No sights of washed-up quarterbacks here.
How about a washed-up closer? I mean, I don't know that that's the case, but you look at the stat line. I didn't watch him pitch yesterday, but our guy David Bednar, a third of an inning, 3 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, a spring ERA of 12.46. Noah, what's going on with David Bednar, and do you think he's playing his way out of being the Pirates' closer?
Well, I don't think he was the Pirates' closer. Derek Shelton never declared him the Pirates' closer since he lost that role in September of last year. I mean, he's been asked, and he said he's not ready to make that announcement yet, and I think we've seen why. I know there's still a good pitcher in there, but we've yet to see it. I thought he looked his best before games started. When he was pitching in live BPs, he looked confident. The stuff looked really good. It was sharp. It was in the zone, hitting locations. But since games have started, I mean, he's had some decent outings, but I don't think he's had one clean outing yet. Every outing, even if it's been scoreless, there's been a walk, there's been a hit. And then yesterday was really bad. I mean, he wasn't hitting the zone. He wasn't hitting the spots. And when he was in the zone, it was up. It was over the middle. And guys were hitting it hard. The exit velocities were high. It was a really bad showing from him yesterday.
No, I was watching an interview the other day with
Paul Skeens.
Yes, Paul Skeens. I was thinking of the...
You were thinking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I was
thinking about Aaron Rodgers.
With Paul Skeens, and it just seems like he's more outgoing now and embracing being Paul Skeens, embracing being, you know, one of the best athletes in sports. Do you feel like he's changed a little bit in a good way? Like, do you feel like he has a different aura to him now?
A little bit. I mean, it's something that I feel a lot of people aren't able to grasp, but 2 years ago, no one was interviewing Paul Skeens at all, right? Before he went to LSU, no one really knew who this guy was aside from, like, you know, diehard college baseball fans when he was at Air Force. Then he goes to LSU, becomes this phenom in a year, and it just his popularity and celebrity take off. And for a guy who's, I would say, an introvert, that's a lot to handle. I wrote about that last year, how he kind of dealt with being a celebrity or becoming a celebrity overnight. And it was a lot for him. I think the All-Star game really took a toll on him. Just the amount of interviews he had to do during that 3-day period. And then after that, in the second half of the season, he really kind of shut it down. He wasn't very accessible to many people. I mean, here and there you might get an interview, but he really just tried to keep things low profile for the rest of the year. The off season, we saw him do some stuff here and there, but now I think that he's a little bit more comfortable in his role, not only on the team, but just in the baseball world, he's starting to embrace it a little bit more. He's still figuring it out, though. I think as time goes on, we're going to see this guy show more and more of, you know, his true self and his personality, because there is a personality in there. There is a guy who has interests and has interesting things to say. It's just, you know, he doesn't want to step out of turn. Last year he was a rookie. I think he felt a little uncomfortable with him being kind of the face of the team, where this year I think he's a little bit more comfortable being the guy that he knows, or that everyone knows, hey, when you think Pirates, you think of him.
Noah, real quick here, because we butchered the timing of all of this. You think it's Holderman if it's not Bednar? And if it is Bednar, you think they'll have a shorter leash, a quicker hook than last year?
I still think it's Bednar, but if it's not going to be Bednar, I would actually go with Dennis Santana. I think he's been their best reliever since the second half of last season. He's been really good this spring.
Noah, it didn't need to be that quick, but I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and let's talk soon, buddy.
Absolutely, always here to help.
What a guy. Noah Hiles, really good on that beat. Same with Andrew Destin. Things going well for the Post-Gazette.
Yeah, it's good.
Moving Chris Carter around.
Yep.
Yeah, Dennis Santana, fine, whatever. If Bednar keeps pitching the way he's pitched, like, you can't.
No, you can't roll him out there.
No, your season will be over before it starts if you're losing close games early, because you know what that does? It makes you feel deja vu. If you start losing a bunch of close games because you can't nail it down in the late innings, you as a team are going to have a tough time pulling out from that, because you're going to say, what's different? We're the same guys we were last year. And then you're going to be wasting good pitching performances. You know, I don't think I would go with Bednar to start. I think I would go Holderman. I'd have Dennis Santana in the eighth inning role and let Bednar pitch in lower leverage situations and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if he figures it out, it's a great option. If he doesn't, well, at least he's not blowing games in the ninth inning.
Right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.